Hezbollah is militarily stronger than most of the world's countries. This is not a declaration by Hezbollah, but rather the assessment of the Israeli Chief of Staff, Benny Gantz. Addressing the annual Herzliya conference, Gantz said that only 4 or 5 developed nations possess military capabilities that outweigh those of the Lebanese resistance movement.
Let's say, show me 4 or 5 states with more firepower than Hezbollah: the US, China, Russia, Israel, France, and the UK.
Gantz also repeated the widespread assessment that Hezbollah's participation in the fight against Takfiris in Syria has enhanced its combat experience. He added that Israel will one day have to face these enhanced capabilities once the next war erupts. Israeli media also recently quoted an Israeli intelligence officer saying that Hezbollah's participation in Syria has given it more capability to carry out offensive operations inside the Israeli front. The officer, who identified himself as N, said Israel should take seriously statements made by Hezbollah's leadership about conquering the Galilee.
It gave them a new capability, mm-hmm. which they did not have before. They also, maybe it was not a very happy experience, but they also had to work together with another army, the Syrian army, the Syrian national defense, whatever. I don't know really too much. Certainly, it offered a new opening for Hezbollah.
In a speech in February 2011, Hezbollah's leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah warned Israel that the movement would seize control of the Galilee if Israel were to attack Lebanon. These statements were made prior to Hezbollah's fighting in Syria. Israeli media has also published reports saying that Hezbollah's military capabilities are on the rise in both quality and quantity, despite Hezbollah's involvement in Syria. Hence, what the Israelis hope to be a crisis that would weaken their arch foe is turning out to be a crisis that is having the exact opposite effect, therefore further bolstering the argument that Hezbollah was right to choose to fight in Syria. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.